You have to listen to the stories. You have to listen to the legends. And then other stories that have been made to express or to explain the mystery of such thing. There are many unbelievable stories that have been told to me in terms of shamanism. But to summarize, in my understanding, shamanism is not a church. But the reality today is our young people, our youth, are seeking something they could connect themselves into their culture, some identity. It is important to have identity. So they want to go back to that. It doesn't matter whether they understand it or not. And that was another question that I asked the elders to say, do you think it's proper to explain this thoroughly to the young people or to teach them what it is? So many elders says no. So many says no. It is not going to work. And it's not nice to do that. It is against the church, they said. Even though we have some indication that the church leaders are willing to have asked the reconciliation for what it has been done. The elders that live today over 60 and under 80 say, no, they have already been converted to Christianity so much that they don't see no possibility of returning or even reviving it, no. But they hear a little bit about information that some part of the world, some part of this country, the Christianity begin to accept partially of activities or rituals that we use in the First Nation spiritual practice. For example, the smudging, that is usually not condemned very much by the church. A sweet grass burning, that they accept because in Christian church there is the burning of sin. The fragrance of a tar, special kind of tar that came from the Europe or some other place. That is acceptable. Its similarity is there. I think in part of Canada also, some part has been adopted to use a small amount of drumming and a few activities that doesn't seem so harmful to church. That is an explanation I tried to give to the elders in order for them to free them to express their stories or their opinion about the question. But there's so many that has been strongly forbidden to speak about such thing, and also let alone trying to revive it or help someone to revive it. So it is the experience that I have in visiting the communities. I did record some, but it would take time to try to transcribe my conversation with them or their words, because most of the time they tell me a story rather than answer the question. They tell me the story which is negative, which will show me what I'm asking, it's not actually acceptable question. I found that more than 50% of the answers are negative. And that gives me the confirmation that which I believe it was, which is was also in my collection of stories, which I hope to write, which I am in the process of writing, the history of our people in Hudson Bay and James Bay, Lulan. Only in that section can it be done, because our Umaskeko people have been truly converted to Christianity. And to them, not too many people say that it should be secret anymore, because it is not used anymore. So the question is, what will happen to our youth who are so eager to understand or to get information about the subject?